The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
Yesterday, the FBI arrested a Saudi immigrant who is living in Weatherford, Oklahoma. It's about 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. While the rest of the press is worried about, you know, who is going to leak what, why don't we talk about the things that actually matter? This Saudi is charged with visa fraud, but what was he really up to? Because the backstory is troubling. The man has lived in the U.S. since 2011, and the FBI has been watching him for the past 5 months. So far, the FBI hasn't said much about what he was under surveillance for, only that they were trying to determine whether or not he was involved in terrorist activities here in the United States. Oklahoma, like it or not, has been a hotbed of this kind of activity for a long time. Perhaps the most disturbing aspect of this man's story regarding his activity in the U.S. is that he obtained his pilot's license in 2016. Now, whether he got the license for nefarious purposes or not, it led to his arrest. As a non-U.S. citizen, he had to submit his fingerprints as part of the licensing process. Remarkably, the FBI was able to match his fingerprints with prints on a document that was captured in Afghanistan. Think of that. If we ever want to say that the FBI or our government is inefficient, just remember that. The captured document was an application for admission to Al-Farouq, which was Al-Qaeda's most notorious training camp. Four of the September 11th hijackers were trained at Al-Farouq. Admissions to the camp required an invitation to join and a reference from someone Al-Qaeda knew and trusted. So far, authorities haven't disclosed whether this man actually trained at the camp, but he apparently filled out the application in 2000. The camp was destroyed by the U.S. bombing campaign in the weeks after the 9/11 attacks. The FBI got lucky with this one. It has hundreds of thousands of captured documents, photographs, email, phone number, fingerprints, and DNA samples stored in Northern Virginia and FBI headquarters in Washington that have not been researched. The agency lacks the resources to process this trove of material collected in Afghanistan and Iraq over the past 17 years. Good job, FBI. The Saudi man in Oklahoma was a good catch by the FBI. But this episode highlights the fact that there is still a mountain of work to be done in counterterrorism and a lot of holes yet to plug in this immigration system. The federal government is set to borrow $1 trillion this year. How much of that is actually earmarked for important stuff, like catching terrorists on American soil?
It's Wednesday, February 7th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
See, this is the thing that really bothers me about all of this is we're not talking about the things that matter most. You know, we're really not. We are bogged down in this nonsense day after day after day after day that's all political. For instance, I'm going to set Stu off, and I apologize for this. For instance, what happened yesterday with General Kelly?
Oh, it's infuriating. The media has been beating up on, you know, Chief of Staff now, John Kelly, who made a comment. He was very critical of, you know what, doesn't like the Mexicans. The guy doesn't like the Mexicans. You can see it in his eyes. He came out and said they're all lazy. And the media is reporting it basically like this. You know, headline after headline is John Kelly calls DACA recipients lazy and they need to get off their asses. And that's all you hear. Now, that comes from a piece of audio where he did say that.
We have this audio yet, sir?
Yeah, this is the new clip from Kelly.
There are 690,000 official DACA registrants. And the president sent over what amounts to be 2.5 times that number to 1.8 million. The difference between 690 and 1.8 million were the people that Some would say we're too afraid to sign up. Others would say we're too lazy to get off their asses, but they didn't sign up. So the president, shockingly, said, okay, 1.8 million. And then probably the biggest shock was in a path to citizenship. That's beyond what anyone could have imagined.
Now, this guy. Yeah, yes, he said.
Look out, America. Here he comes.
Yes, he said some of them may be too lazy to get off their asses. In fact, what he said is some people are saying that some are too lazy to get off their asses. But he gives two choices there. And if you might notice, what he's giving is the left-wing case and the right-wing case. The left-wing case is they were too scared to go sign up. And the right-wing case is they were too lazy to go sign up. He's sort of, you know, giving a little bit of a caricature of these arguments,
yes,
right?
Yes, he's giving the fringe cartoon arguments
exactly.
On both sides.
I don't know. Maybe some were too lazy to get off their asses. Maybe some were too scared. Whatever. Bottom line is Trump just gave it all to them. So it doesn't matter why they would not sign up. Trump just gave it to them anyway. But of course, the media is not saying that he said some of these people were too scared to sign up. They're just leaving that part out of all of their headlines. They're just focusing on the part where he said they were too lazy to get off their asses. But of course, they're also leaving out the other comments that he said, which here is John Kelly about his other lazy comment about Dreamers. Listen.
Some of them didn't hear about the program, hard to believe, but okay. Some of them were perhaps a little bit concerned about signing up when many, many people in the neighborhood signed up two or three times. But okay, fine. But I got to tell you, the rest of them who are now claiming, not even claiming, have been granted essentially DACA status by the President of the United States, who has become the champion, I believe, for 1.8 million people who are now considered kind of DACA. I got to say that some of them just should have probably gotten off the couch and signed up. But that doesn't really matter now because President Trump has given them the step.
Okay. So he's not just giving two choices. He's giving four choices.
Yes.
Okay. One, maybe they didn't hear about the program.
Which is hard to believe.
Hard to believe. Yes. Which it is hard to believe.
Yes, it is.
Two, they were waiting for everyone else in their neighborhood to sign up. Okay.
Right.
Three, they were scared.
Right.
Four, they were lazy. Are we to believe that there is not one of the 1.8 million people who is lazy? I know way less than 1.8 million people, and I know lots of lazy people. You know what? None of them are on DACA, perhaps, but just American citizens who are incredibly lazy. Are we to believe that in the entire 1.8 million DACA recipients, that none of them are lazy? He's given you three other choices as to why they haven't signed up. Okay? He's given you three other choices. You can put all 99.9% of them into the three other baskets that he gave you. But we are to believe, and we are going to cause a controversy over the idea that not one of these 1.8 million people are actually just freaking lazy. You're telling me none of them are? Not one of them. It's insanity, these controversies we start.
Dude, they're dreamers.
Yeah. That indicates they're late. If they're dreaming, that means they're asleep.
No.
Well, of course. All right. If they're asleep.
You know, you could say, and you're listening to him, you're like, why does he have anger? Because he almost sounds like, you know, maybe they just should have gotten off the couch. Maybe they should just got off their ass and done it. But you notice what he's saying here. He said, look, some of them may not have heard, which is hard to believe. So some of them may have been afraid.
Yeah.
Some of them may have been waiting for everybody else. And that kind of goes into the afraid.
Mm-hmm.
But then he says, but then there are those who are probably just got off the couch. And the reason why he's saying that is because, look, man, if this means something to you, if you didn't hear about it, if you were afraid, I get it. But Donald Trump is even giving a path to citizenship to the people who didn't care about citizenship enough to get off their ass and go sign up.
Right.
They didn't care enough about it to be afraid. It meant nothing to them.
Yeah.
This is what he's saying. Even the people that citizenship means nothing to, the president has become their champion.
Yeah. I mean, think of, and I think that that's a great point, because these are people who didn't even bother to sign up for this right. thing, and now they're demand they're upset at the Trump administration, who has offered this incredible thing so to them. Because I think that's the point. He's got to be frustrated
yeah.
that he's getting, they're getting criticized of who are these other 1.2 million people, and they're being criticized for this. This is a guy who ran a campaign as the hardest border hawk in the universe, and his chief of staff on record is saying he's the champion of DACA recipients.
And not
and,
just,
and they're still and, getting criticized.
Right. And not just DACA recipients. And the people who didn't care enough to take the effort to sign up.
People who qualified and still didn't sign up. And he's saying he's the champion. This is the exact reverse so, of what you were accusing him so, of in the campaign and so, how, what he ran on.
So why is the press doing this? It's easy.
Well, I mean, just general opposition to everything the guy does.
No, it's much deeper than that. You cannot have the Republicans be the champion yeah. of DACA. You can't have them be the flag bearer of the Hispanic community.
Right.
You can't do it. If they lose the Hispanic community, they lose. That is the future of America. So you lose it, you're done. They have got to make sure that we are always painted. Anybody on the right is painted as a racist, as a hate monger, as saying that Hispanics are lazy and rapists. That's why. And I think General Kelly has a really good point. If you were saying, if you said to this, look, I'm going to give a tax rebate to everybody. I'm going to let everybody keep their own their own money. I'm going to give everybody 50% of their own money back. But you have to sign up. Okay. I sign up. Or I didn't hear about it, so I didn't sign up. Or I was afraid that the government and the IRS is going to trap me into some sort of scam, so I don't sign up. Okay, I understand those, but you were so damn lazy that you didn't even care. And then the president comes and says, by the way, even those who didn't sign up and those who didn't even pay taxes, they also get this. How is the president getting crap that he's not getting people tax breaks? How is he getting crap?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you feel if you were like, wait a minute. I went through all of this. I did all of this. The guy just didn't give a flying crap about it. And now you're making him into a hero? Now you're not only giving it to him, but now you're championing him? No.
Yeah. It's got to be so frustrating.
So frustrating.
Because again, there are things you could beat up Trump on if you want to. This is complete nonsense. You know, it would be one thing if he came out and said, look, a lot of people didn't sign up. They're almost
lazy.
Universally lazy, but, you know, maybe there's something else somewhere that some other reason. He gave you three other legitimate reasons, and they act as if the laziness thing is the only thing he said. Now, the reason why we have the word lazy, Glenn, the reason why the word lazy exists is because it's a character trait recognized among human beings. There are every single type of human being, even people, even the dreamers. Some of them have to be lazy.
So here's what he should have said. Those who didn't care enough about citizenship. There are those who signed up. There are those who probably didn't hear about it. I can't understand that, but they probably didn't hear about it. And there are those who were afraid to sign up. But those who didn't care enough, heard about it, knew about it, wasn't afraid, and didn't care enough about their citizenship, even those people are getting it. The word he should have avoided in this culture is lazy, because everyone would have understood that.
Glenn Beck.
Okay, Stu, how do you expect anyone in the press or anyone in America to really understand the nuances of three other options you know, when it comes to General Kelly and what he said.
Right.
He gave you four options. One of them was they didn't care enough about their citizenship to get up off the couch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How do you expect that anyone could possibly follow four different things when you have this story? A pair of New York Democrats have introduced a bill in the New York State Assembly that says it is necessary to combat the consumption of Tide Pods. And so the bill requires the pods to be packaged in a uniform color to make them less appetizing.
You're less appetizing?
Mm-hmm. They need to make
detergent?
Them look, yes, they need to look less appetizing.
And the Tide Pods.
Teenagers, not little, you know, two-year-olds. Teenagers mm-hmm. are eating Tide Pods.
And again, just to make sure, you're talking about the packaged detergent.
Yes.
That is colorful.
Yes.
And therefore looks appetizing.
Yes. Mm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Because it's colorful. You know what?
Jeez.
I say make them look more appetizing.
Make them look like hamburgers.
Yeah. I mean, if it is in the laundry detergent. I mean, first, how many parents can get their kids into the laundry room to do the laundry anyway? Okay? How many parents have that?
Right.
So if they're in the laundry room and they're looking for something to eat and they're like, the Tide Pod looks good, you know, it's time for Darwin. It's time for Darwin.
I mean, it's like, yeah, this thing started like last year when it was toddlers, right? And so I know as a parent of two young kids, mm-hmm. we have Tide Pods. We use them all the time. Mm-hmm. We make sure they were on a high shelf, especially mm. when they were, you know, below the age mm. we could communicate with them mm-hmm. completely.
Mm-hmm.
Teenagers, you shouldn't have to do anything for
well,
that.
Okay, so here's the thing. They have to be packaged in a uniform color so they look less appetizing. They also have to Each Tide Pod has to be individually wrapped in plastic, complete with a warning label. So if we're talking about two-year-olds, I don't think they're going to read the warning label. I mean, General Kelly maybe should have added a fifth category. People that were too stupid to know how to even get out of their house.
Is there not one dreamer who's eaten a Tide Pod? There has to be one.
I don't know. I mean, how many people have eaten Tide Pods?
I mean, I feel like this is a little bit of the shark scare of 2001.
No, still.
Where they were like, oh, guys, there's lots of shark attacks. And then, yeah.
No, Stu.
It's just like, how many has it happened? Yeah, there's a few YouTube videos.
In the entire world, there have been 80 cases.
Is that
80?
That's real?
In the entire world.
Oh, my gosh.
Glenn Beck, Mercury. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
Take line one, Patrick in Pennsylvania. Hello, Patrick. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Glenn?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Not bad. I broke a rib on that last segment. The Tide Pods.
The Tide Pods. Yeah. Have you eaten any Tide Pods lately?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well.
I'm calling in regards to Glenn. What the president said about having a military parade.
Mm-hmm.
And my thoughts on it is that, you know, we've had that before, pass and review. I could see them doing a pass and review with the troops. But if we start bringing out our military hardware, that looks like something that we've seen in the past.
You know,
I really don't think we should go down that road.
You know, Patrick, I'm going to give you my opinion on that here in a second. But I think you're you have a very unpopular position right now, at least on social media, if you are a conservative.
I say,
Matt, stand tall in that. I think you're exactly right. And I'll tell you my opinion coming up in a second. But Stu is lost in thought. I can see it on Tide Pod still.
Yeah, we can't leave the Tide Pod thing yet. This is too important.
Would you?
Because my instinct was this is kind of like one of those overblown controversies, but I did not know the actual facts on it.
Yeah.
And then you said there was only 80 people.
Yeah. Okay. So according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers. Now, this is in case you just tuned in.
Extreme source.
Yeah, I know. if you just tuned in, New York Democrats have introduced a bill in the state assembly that say it's necessary to combat the consumption of Tide Pods. So Tide has to package in a uniform color, as well as requiring each pod to be individually wrapped in plastic, complete with a warning label. They say that people don't understand the danger associated with swallowing commercial cleaning products. If you're that stupid at 15, Darwin needs to ring your doorbell. It's time for the tails to fall off. Now, they say, these state senators say, that they look appetizing to some people because of their colorful design.
Insinuating it's a mistake. Yeah. Right? Like they just see yummy detergent and can't help themselves.
Red. It must be ketchup.
Right.
According to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, there have been 80 cases of intentional misuse of Tide Pods reported in 2018, up from 53 cases in all of 2017.
So 133 cases in the last
2 years.
Yeah, well, we're not done with this year yet, but yeah, a year and change. 133 cases.
Yeah, but when you look at that, that's an epidemic. When you look at that, there's 7
billion?
7.6 billion. 7.6 billion people on the planet. This is an epidemic.
No, it's not.
Yeah, well,
this is a great example of progressivism, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Here it is. You have, again, and what was the word? Can you give me that sentence one more time?
Yeah, over 80 cases of intentional misuse of Tide products reported so far.
So that's not someone who mistakes it for some delicious product and eats it. That is intentional misuse.
Well, I want you to know, even if it's intentional use, according to the American Association of Poison Control Centers, the child poisoning, and I use the word child, when it's a 15-year-old, I use the word child loosely. The number of cases of child poisoning due to Tide Pods that are reported every year is, quote, not out of line with other similar household products, which strongly suggests that the product is not objectively more dangerous to children due to its packaging or colorful design.
Well, yeah. I mean, because the only thing that the colorful design would theoretically do is have someone
listen
eat it unintentionally.
Listen to you.
They would say, hey, that looks like a breath mint, and
look,
eat it,
look
right?
Look at you. Look
but,
at you.
But
look
this is saying it's intentional misuse, meaning kids that are 15, 16 years old are going on YouTube to make their friends laugh and
just
do
don't
a dare.
Know. Look, let me quote the senators. We want to make sure that these poisonings are prevented, and it's easy. All we have to do is make sure that public safety trumps the corporate profit.
Right, because Tide is saying, we don't care about those 80 people who are intentionally misusing our product because it's blue and orange.
No, let me tell you what Procter & Gamble has said.
Oh, they came out. They finally came out and admitted it. Did they admit it?
They responded. They said, there are studies which have shown that colorful packaging does not increase the risk of child ingestion of dangerous products. Additionally, requiring an additional layer of plastic wrapping around the pods would have detrimental environmental effects.
Democrats.
As well as creating other possible ingestion hazards for children.
Right.
Finally.
Yeah, seriously, because I bet it would cause more problems because the parents would rip the thing off and one would drop on the floor and some toddler would eat the plastic, which does not look appetizing, and eat the plastic and choke. It's a toddler.
Finally, consumers have a choice. Those who prefer single-colored pack can use Tide Free and Gentle, which is all white.
So they already have a product that is one color already available in the market.
And what do you do when it snows? You go outside and kids eat snow. They think it's snow, Stu. They think it's snow. 15-year-olds will think it's snow. Tide is also available in a liquid and powder product form. Yes.
So you don't have to buy.
So is cocaine, Procter & Gamble.
So you're not legally required to purchase Tide Pods?
No, you're not.
Oh, my gosh.
No, and they have other options.
I thought it was like, you know, health insurance where I was legally required to purchase it until recently.
Procter & Gamble said, ensuring the safety of people who use our products is fundamental to everything we do at Procter & Gamble. However, even the most stringent standards and protocols, labels, and warnings cannot prevent intentional abuse fueled by poor judgment and the desire for popularity. End quote. But why care about any of that? I mean, the FDA was created because cocaine was in Coca-Cola. The only problem is Coca-Cola at the time said, no, in 1880 it was. It hasn't been in Coca-Cola for 20 years. The government still said there's cocaine in Coca-Cola. So Coca-Cola, through the court, was tested at an independent laboratory, and it was shown that there was no cocaine in Coca-Cola. And what did Theodore Roosevelt, a Republican, say? It doesn't matter. Public safety is first. But wait, there's no public hazard really here. This is progressivism 101.
It really is.
It's
a great example of it. Oh, they have to protect you from eating detergent. Now, of course, every green product.
You don't. Even Procter & Gamble doesn't have to do that. How is it the human race survived for as long as it did? I remember when I think there was like 4 billion people on the planet. There's now 7.6 billion. And we're the only ones that have all of these problems with Tide Pods. We're the only ones that need the little label that says, don't use snowblower on roof. No, they don't have any of that crap in China. And yet, we're 7.6 billion people and growing strong. So we are doing so well that there are people now that are trying to say, you've got to slow down the population explosion. We've got to stop it. The same people who are worried about overpopulation are the same people who are trying to save all the dummies from eating Tide Pods. Never in the history of the world have people been so stupid that they needed a little parent gate around absolutely every mud puddle. You better put a pool fence around that. That's a pretty deep mud puddle. Somebody could fall and actually put their face, just fall. They're completely dry everywhere except that 1-inch puddle where their face falls directly in it. And they're going to be stupid enough to lay there because there's no sign that says, take face out of puddle. What are we doing, man? What are we doing? Honestly, I'm beginning to pray for AI. It'll be nice to have an intelligent conversation, even knowing that the end of the conversation is, you guys are too stupid to live. I'll take that one.
Glenn Beck.
We're going to get to a couple of things. The military parades. I want to talk a little bit about that coming up in just a few minutes. Also, we're going to show you the Tides Foundation, the Global Tides Foundation, you need to know about. It's not associated at all in any way with the Tides Foundation, but if you are somebody who watched us as we exposed the Tides Foundation years ago, there is something I think more dangerous to the globe than the Tides Foundation was to our democracy here in America.
It's the Tide Pods Foundation.
Yes.
And it's incredibly dangerous. Yeah, up to 80 dangerous. People of 7.6 billion could be affected.
They're wrapping the Tides Pods. They're wrapping them to look like steaks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I knew they would do this. I knew it would happen.
Big M&Ms. Mm-hmm. It just has the big M on it. And you're like, that's a giant M&M. I have to eat that. Mm-hmm. Kevin in Texas, welcome to the program.
Yeah, the biggest thing that's going to come up next is Downy makes these little scented pellets for laundry detergent, mm-hmm. and they actually look exactly like Dippin' Dots.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my.
Those aren't. I thought those were new. I've been keeping my Downy in the freezer. I thought they were Dippin' Dots. They're delicious. Thanks for your call. Matt, go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I bought my kid Dippin' Dots here and there. You ever see those things melt? They've got to be worse for you than detergent. It does not look like a healthy product.
No, thank you.
They're kind of tasty when you eat them. If it's hot outside and those things melt, they turn into this weird oil-like liquid. It is a strange product.
Matt, go ahead.
So I think if we make the soap and the detergent like organic and then put like a glucose shell on it so that they're healthy, when people eat them, it's not going to hurt them. Everybody's going to stop eating them anyways, because the whole thrill of it is if I eat this, I could die.
So maybe we put more nutrition than a salad and taste like one too. Maybe that would stop people from eating them.
You could stop everyone in New York.
It would stop.
Yeah.
You could stop everyone in New York from eating if you added gluten to it. That is the that's the way to solve this issue.
And salt. Yeah. Judy in Pennsylvania. Judy, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
Good.
I'm glad to talk to you, and thank you for your program that is, I think, giving the truth to a lot of people and making us think of what really is going on in this world and how our country is.
Yeah.
A lot of times deceiving us without the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty great.
Most definitely, yes. Right. And usually I don't say anything, but I was listening to your program this morning, and I'm like, boy, would I like to tell them people something. But
all right, go ahead.
So here it is. It's about the people sitting on their butts and not becoming citizens or applying to be citizens
yes.
of the United States. Okay,
yes.
These people that are in our country that are working and paying taxes, and they don't get credit for these taxes. We know a person that has years put lots of money, thousands of dollars, into trying to become a citizen. And every time they get up to a certain point, the government holds them off, and they have to pay more money to go to the next step. And after that, it's more money for the next step. And I was watching it the other night there, that when they took the husband away from the wife and that child, and they sent him back to Mexico. And he had applied, she said. The last words I caught was she said they have spent thousands of dollars trying to apply to get him citizenship. And this is happening to everybody. And our government's making out. And they're not telling nobody.
Yeah.
People don't realize these people. Some of them are trying.
Yeah. I agree with you, Judy. I have met people who have told me the immigration nightmare it is to do it the right way here, how much it costs, how screwed up the government is. We do need an overhaul of the entire system. I just don't have any trust in anybody in Washington would actually do it to cut all of the problems that you know, real people actually have. I don't, you know, when any government that came up with a lottery system for citizenship is just too dumb. Too dumb, honestly, to find out how to unwrap a Tide Pod to eat it. It really is.
They dissolve in your mouth, Glenn. You don't need to unwrap them.
No, they have wrapping on them, don't they?
No, they're individually just
pop
it in your mouth
and
it dissolves.
There's no wrapping whatsoever?
Well, I mean, there is a dissolvable wrapping.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that.
And then you just put it in your mouth, it dissolves right in your mouth.
I thought there was some protection against.
No, you throw it in the laundry and it just dissolves. You don't have to deal with it. That's the love of Tide Pods. That's why it's so great.
I had no idea it was that dangerous.
So now you're on the Democrats bandwagon?
Yes, I'm hungry for one right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it seems more fresh to me.
Glenn Beck. Mercury.
One in four people have experienced identity theft, and I don't know if you know about this, but the problem's getting a lot worse, not better. LifeLock can help detect threats to your identity that you may miss by just monitoring your credit. Christian is a sound engineer who joined LifeLock because he said, from my perspective, I know all my information is out there already. I don't like it, but it's the reality of the situation. In 2014, his decision proved to be a pretty good investment. After receiving an alert from LifeLock, he learned that five cell phone accounts and a department store credit card were opened in his name. He said, when he called LifeLock, they told me to sit back, relax, and they would handle it. And guess what? They actually did. Now he's a member for life. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. You don't have to deal with identity theft on your own, though. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code BECK. That's BECK for 10% off your LifeLock membership. Visit LifeLock.com and save 10% right now. It's LifeLock.com.